Frobisher, L. Over 700,000 employees across dozens of colonized worlds. Is it that difficult to believe?
Crowhurst, G. Dr. Frobisher, this was a major invasion. Thousands of personnel. Trillions of ISH worth of equipment. Yet you're alleging you had no idea about your company's attack on Wallace Ulanoff mining operations in the Carenza sector, despite your position as Director of Acquisitions for Baytech Industries.
I've already stated I was appointed to that role well after the alleged invasion.
But well before Baytech's attack on Jump Station Heimdall.
Alleged attack.
Dr. Frobisher, you've read accounts of the alleged attack left behind by residents Hannah Donnelly and Nicholas Malakoff, correct? I'd like to direct you to the Illuminae Files testimony, Exhibits 178A through...
Hebby, K. Defense objects to the inclusion of the so-called Illuminae documents in these proceedings in the strongest possible terms.
Al-Nakat, S. Counselor, we've discussed this already. The documents have been accepted into the record. Move on.
Dr. Frobisher, have you reviewed the Illuminae files?
Yes.
What do you make of Nicholas Malakoff's testimony?
Frankly, I'm surprised this tribunal considers the fictions of a teenage drug dealer and convicted criminal worthy of the title testimony.
Dr.
A born and bred foot soldier of the Dom Nazhov, son of Zachary Malakoff? Everyone here knows what that boy went to prison for. This is your star witness?
Do you understand this is the first Dom Nazhov testimony to ever be entered into the records of a UTA tribunal? The House of Knives cartel doesn't speak to the authorities, Dr. Frobisher.
I'm certain if given a choice, Nicholas Malakoff wouldn't have spoken either.
But he didn't have a choice, did he? Your people saw to that.
Objection, combative.
I'll withdraw. Dr. Frobisher, I have a few questions regarding Mr. Malakoff's testimony and that of Hannah Donnelly as pertains to the alleged attack on Jump Station Heimdall. You wouldn't mind if we review these files for a while, would you?
No, I have no objections.
Excellent. Perhaps we should start at the beginning.
Briefing note. Files of interest begin appearing on Jump Station Heimdall's systems on 080175. It's presumed the Carenza colony, science vessel Hypatia, and battle carrier Alexander all sent multiple distress calls during and after the attack on Carenza 4, 012875. But none of these files were recoverable. Baytech's agent on the station knew his job.
U-mail to Director Taylor, Baytech Headquarters, from Ghost ID 9876, Incept 080175, Subject Operation Plainview.
Director Taylor, I know I'm not supposed to break comm silence until Operation Plainview is complete, so consider this an emergency. I've been aboard Jump Station Heimdall, intercepting communications from the Alexander and the Hypatia since the colony assault, as per your instructions. Not a whisper of the attack has gotten through, but I just snatched the attached transmission, and deleting distress calls is about to be the least of my troubles. Very soon, somebody's going to be here to deliver the news in person. The Lincoln has failed. We're absolutely f***ed. Awaiting instructions. Rapier.
Radio message Hypatia initiated. Transmission follows. Communication intercept. From WUC Science Vessel Hypatia 78V, Carenza System, to Jump Station Heimdall. Incept 080175. Undelivered.
Mayday. Mayday, mayday. This is Acting Captain Cyril Ball of the WUC science vessel Hypatia calling Jump Station Heimdall Please respond. Please respond, Heimdall. Over. And of course, you don't. Why should today be any different from yesterday? I'm not even sure why the hell I'm transmitting anymore. Well, for the record, and at the risk of repeating myself, here goes. On January 29, 2575, the Wallace-Ulanoff Consortium mining colony on Carenza IV was attacked by hostile forces in the employ of Baytech Industries. The colony was decimated and several thousand survivors fled aboard WUC science vessel Hypatia, WUC heavy freighter Copernicus, subsequently destroyed, and UTA battle carrier Alexander, which answered the colony's SOS calls. This fleet was pursued by a Baytech dreadnought, BT-042-TN, a.k.a. Lincoln. Please be advised the Alexander and Lincoln engaged each other 24 hours ago. Both vessels were completely destroyed. Hypatia is now the only remaining vessel in the fleet. On the off chance we are not receiving your transmissions, or you are unable to reply, Hypatia is still en route to the Heimdall waypoint with Alexander's survivors and refugees from the original Carenza assault aboard. We're hoping like hell it's not just a smoking pile of debris when we get there. Estimate our arrival in 15 days. If you guys can roll out any kind of cavalry, now's the goddamn time. Hypatia out.
Countdown to Hypatia arrival at Heimdall Waypoint. 15 days, 11 hours, 18 minutes.
Briefing note. First relevant point of contact between Hannah Donnelly and Nicholas Malakoff on Heimdall's WhisperNet system. Malakoff was using a hijacked guest ID. It's understood he cycled through them frequently.
WhisperNet. Date 080275. Time 14:09 hours. Heimdall chat. Hannah Donnelly.
Donnelly H. Hey, peon.
Guest 423.
Lo, the princess.
Aha, you're there. Thought you might be off skulking somewhere in the depths.
Who says I'm not? I'm skulking like a motherfucker in here. So, is this a social call?
That's so sweet the way you hold out hope one day I'm going to call you up just to hear the sound of your voice.
To dream the impossible dream. This is my quest. So, how much you want?
10 grams. I got my pocket money.
Big spender. You sure you can handle that much, princess? This isn't candy, you know?
It's not just for me, but your concern is deeply appreciated. So can you do it?
If there's something I can't get on this station, it ain't worth getting. Except a Saturday night with you, of course.
Of course, my sweet.
Oh, she called me my sweet. Be still my beating something something.